Well, good morning. It is 6:24 a.m. on Friday. Friday. March 26th, 2023. 59 degrees, which is precisely 15 degrees Celsius. Such a rare thing to be precisely a degree of Celsius. 79% humidity. Blood sugar at 109. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. Morning. Amazon delivery guy working early. So, we can add another name to the NPC roster of the morning walk. The couple that I have seen walking for months now. Had occasion, the timing just worked out, and she was walking alone, but she caught me while I was marinating. So we chatted for a bit. Her name is Genevieve, and her husband's name is Stu. And he wasn't with her because he had a procedure recently. So he's resting up. But apparently she lives in the building right across from me. And the two of them do a walk every morning. But they do a much longer walk. I think they do like 2 miles. The way she was describing it, up this way and down that way and around. But it's always the same route. So another morning walk aficionado, Genevieve and Stu. Yeah, that's just about everybody. I'm trying to think if there's other NPCs that I haven't actually met yet. No? There's a couple that were on the fence about whether or not they're NPCs with regularity. Well, two dog guy. Haven't seen him in a while. But yeah. So that was nice. Nice to add more connections. God, I was heading out this morning, walking down the hall towards the elevators. Feeling something's not right. Something doesn't feel right. Hit the button, and just as the door opens up, I realize I don't have my coffee. Holy crap. So I went back and got my coffee. It's like, what are you thinking, man? You can't possibly do a morning walk without your cup of Joe, for crying out loud. What are you thinking? Cooked dinner for Muse last night. It was well timed. She'd had a rough day. She does therapy for the VA. And it was a rough day. I can only imagine. I mean, your job is to help people process their issues, their trauma, their challenges. And that's, you know, sometimes that's, well, I assume it's incredibly rewarding when it works, but there's gotta be times when it hits just hard. And apparently yesterday was one of those days. And she did not feel like cooking. And it's like, well, baby, I got you covered. So that felt good. It felt good to help out help out a friend, help out a lover. That's certainly one of, there's this concept of love languages, and people rate the different love languages in terms of their significance and import to them as far as what's the most potent love language. Pals. And let's see, there's acts of service, quality time, physical touch, gifts. Excuse me, I think there's one more. But up on top of Muse's list is acts of service. So I was speaking her love language last night. And I got to cook, so I do enjoy a good cook fest. So that was cool. No, I think my love language, quality time and physical touch. Are mine. And actually, I enjoy performing acts of service. I like meeting people's love languages. And honestly, I mean, all of those things are nice, right? So it's not a... The difference in priority is negligible. Although I guess there's always one that stands out. And that's the point of the exercise, is to figure out which love language is the one that feeds you the most. So, but I know the way I'm wired, I can speak all those languages joyfully. But man, walking down the street holding hands, there's that moment when you put your hand in the hand of a person you love, you're walking down the street, and that moment when your hands clasp, it's like a circuit closes. It's like, boom. It's a wonderful, intimate connection. And it's not sexual. It's physical, but it's not sexual. Although I guess any kind of physical contact can have, an echo of sexuality to it, but it's more than that. It's like you kind of, it's not like you merge into one being, but there's a level of collaboration, of connection that transcends proximity. You're walking down the street together, that's nice, that's lovely. But holding hands, that's special. Quality time and physical touch. Those are my love languages. So more information probably than most of you wanted to hear. But there you go. You come on the walk with me, you're going to learn things. That's me. I drink coffee and I know things. Boom. God, it's beautiful. Not a cloud in the sky. Gentle breeze, God. Blowing the scent of lilac and honeysuckle about the neighborhood. I love it. So I got Tai Chi today. I've been kind of stalled in Tai Chi in the form. I need to go on the website, the Northwest Fighting Arts, where I study, where I take the classes. They have a wonderful video archive of various things. You know, that obviously they teach a heck of a lot more than Tai Chi, but they do have a video archive of the form. And I need to review that, because there's this one section that I'm at that I'm kind of stuck at. And morning. And part of the reason I'm stuck is that, you know, there's there's like three different instructors. There's the Sifu and two others that have been offering, that have been leading the class and leading the instruction. And everyone does this section a little bit differently. So it's been difficult. Every time I get to that section where I need help, I get the help, I make the adjustment, and then the next class, a different teacher is there, and I get to that point, and they correct the form based on their interpretation. And it's like, I need to find this perfect middle ground between all three so I can demonstrate enough mastery of that movement so they'll teach me the next one. But I'll get through it. It is intriguing, though, that, you know, so many of the other elements of the form, they're fairly straightforward. I mean, there's nuances to all of it, certainly. But this one section is, it's a strange phrase in the poetry of the form. Need to ask, see, it's Friday, we'll probably have the Sifu leading tonight. Or this afternoon. I'm going to talk to him about it. See if he has any insights. But, yeah. And then a date tonight with Ali. Yay! It's going to be a lovely day. It's already a lovely day. It's just going to get lovelier. And I'm strolling through Jameson Square, so I'm going to wrap this up for Friday. Friday, the staging ground for the weekend. One last day of doing your day-to-day, and then the weekend is upon us. I hope you have a lovely Friday. I hope you get to put a name to something you didn't have a name for before. I hope you get to exercise your love language or speak someone else's love language. Because that's always a lovely discourse. But however the day goes down, can always weave in some magic with the words of Zigzag Claiborne. Despite everything, create. Add to your world, add language, add poetry, verse, lyricism. Doesn't matter if you think you're a poet or not, you are. You're alive, you're moving through the world. That is poetry. The only difference is whether you think you're being poetic or not. Perception is reality. Lovejoy Baker's cooking up bacon. Yeah, you go, boys. And I will tell you to love fearlessly. because you can't go wrong. You cannot make a mistake. Yeah. It may feel like it, but in the broad, larger picture, if you're acting from love, honest, authentic love, there are no mistakes. I promise I will do the same, and I will talk to you soon.